to worship.
我先想赞扬一下大家今天早上来这里聚会。
I know the first snow of the season gets a lot of people very anxious.
相信大家对今年第一场雪可能有些人会觉得很紧张。
So I commend you all for making it to this worship service.
我想称赞一下大家今天可以来聚会。
If you were a Christian, and if I were to ask you, when did God show his love to you, what would be your answer?
如果你是一个基督徒的话，如果我问你神什么时候向你显现了他的爱呢？你会怎么回答呢？
I think most of you would probably respond by saying, well, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
很多人，我相信很多人就会回答，当耶稣基督为我们在十字架上为我们的罪而死的时候，就是神显现他的爱的时候了。
And certainly when Jesus died on the cross, it certainly demonstrated his great love for each one of us.
当然，当耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死的时候，神的爱是为我们显现了。
The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Well, Jesus dying on the cross certainly so showed his sacrificial love for each one of us.
耶稣在十字架上死的时候，当然显现了他对我们的爱。We
think of the physical pain and emotional pain that he endured.
我们可以想象他当时所受的精神上和肉体上的痛苦。He
was whipped and abused.
他当时受到了鞭打和虐待。He
had a horrible death on the cross.
他在十字架上的死是非常的可怕的。
And he did that so that we could be saved.
他为我们这样做，所以我们可以得救。
In spite of the fact that we are sinners.
虽然我们每一个人都是罪人。
And every month we celebrate and remember this through the Lord's Supper.
每个月底我们都享受圣餐。
The bread represents Christ's body. The cup represents the blood of Christ.
那个饼代表了耶稣基督的身体，杯代表了耶稣基督的血。But
this morning I want to point out to you another demonstration of God's love.
今天我想给大家讲另外一个神显示他的爱的例子。Not
only did God show his love to each one of us through dying on the cross, but also by becoming a human being.
神不单只是为我们死在十字架上赎了我们的罪，他另外一个爱我们的方式是他委身成为人。We
call this the incarnation.
我们就叫这个叫做委身为人。And
we somewhat observe this during Christmas time.
在圣诞节的时候，我们经常提起这件事。But
too many of us think of Christmas as a story about a little baby.
很多人也会觉得圣诞节就是一个关于一个婴孩的故事。We
don't think about God's love in relationship to that.
我们不经常的去想神的爱和我们跟他的关系。But
let us look at some scripture that point to God's love in him becoming a human being.
今天我们就来看一些关于神委身为人的经文。
The first passage that we had read before was 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 11.
第一个我们所看的经文就是约翰一书的第四章9到11节。
And if you were to look at this passage, you know that verse 10 does talk about Christ's love for us by dying on the cross.
大家看经文的时候，可以看到第十节讲述了耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死的事情。
But if you read carefully verse 11, verse 9, it shows to us that God sent his only son into the world that we might live through him.
如果大家仔细的读一下第九节的话，里边说神差了他独生子来到世上，使我们借着他得生。So
verse 9 points us particularly to God's love being demonstrated by Jesus becoming a human being.
在第九节，这又特别的指出了神爱我们，是因为他差了他的独生子来到世上。
It mentions sending him into the world.
这里特别提到了差他的独生子来到世上。
That means Jesus is not from this world.
这里意味着就是神本来耶稣基督本来不属于世界。
He is in heaven.
他本来是在天上的。
But he came down to this world.
但是他来到地上。
And obviously it culminated in him dying on the cross.
当然这个把这个救赎达到一个顶点是他死在了十字架上。
And so verse 10 says that he sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
这第十节就是说耶稣基督来到地上他成为了我们赎罪的祭物。
You see, our sin makes God very angry.
我们可以看到我们的罪让神非常的愤怒。
Because he is a holy God.
因为神是圣洁的。
And sacrifices were necessary to appease his anger.
去献祭是非常重要的一件事，去满足神的愤怒。
But ultimately it was Christ's death that appeased God's anger.
最终呢，其实是耶稣基督的死来平息了神的愤怒。
In the Old Testament, there were old animal sacrifices.
在旧约圣经里有很多用动物来献祭的事情。
And these were a preview of the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus would bring.
这个就是一个耶稣基督为我们罪而受死的一个预表。
But this process began when Jesus came into the world.
但是这一切救赎是从什么时候开始呢？就是从耶稣基督降生开始。
That he became one of us, a human being.
他变成了我们人类其中的一份子。
He became our representative.
他变成了我们的代表。
And we see more detail of this in the second passage in Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书第二章里边，我们看到了更详细的解释。
And God demonstrated his love toward us by sending Jesus to become a man.
天父爱我们，他更好的例子就是把耶稣基督差遣到这个世上。
And sometimes we don't understand how large a descent that is.
我们有时候我们都不知道这个降生到底是何等的大。
And so I want to look at this passage in three aspects.
所以我们来看这段经文是从三个部分三点来看。
First is his renunciation.
第一就是他放弃他的放弃。
That he had a certain status that he renounced.
就是说耶稣基督本来有一些地位而他选择放弃了。
He was God.
他本来是一个神，
and yet he did not grasp onto all the privileges that being God has.
但是他没有抓住他身为神的一些的权利。
Verse 6 shows us this in Philippians chapter 2.
第六节我们可以看到，
who though he was in the form of God did not commit count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象。不以自己与神同等为强夺。
This verse tells us that Jesus is God.
这个经文告诉我们，耶稣本来就是神。
He is equal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit.
他与天父和圣灵是同等的。
Now, I don't understand everything about the Trinity.
如果大家不懂这个三一这个神学观念的话，
But certainly it's clear from this verse that Jesus is equal to God.
在这个经文里我们可以看到神和天父圣灵是同等的。
He did not grow or develop into God.
他没有自己发展或者自己成长成为一个神。
He was always God.
他一直都是神。
He always existed.
他一直存在。
He was there at the creation of the world.
他在创造天地的时候已经存在了。
Another passage that helps us is in Colossians chapter 1.
在哥罗西书的第一章里，我们可以再看一下。
And I'm going to ask our translator. pleasure to read verse 15 and 16.
我给大家读一下哥罗西书的第一章十五十六节。爱子是那不可看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的地上的，能看见的不能看见的，或是有位的主治的掌政的掌权的，一切都是借他造的，又是为他造的。
This passage teaches that Jesus created everything.
这个经文告诉我们耶稣创造了一切。
He didn't just begin his life in Bethlehem.
他不是只光是一个婴孩在伯利恒出生的一个婴孩。
He had existed for eternity past.
他在永恒的过去已经存在。
And being God, he is all powerful.
身为神他是非常有能力的。
He is all-knowing.
他是全知的。
He is everywhere present.
他是无所不在的。
That is, he was not limited to time and, being in a particular place in time.
他是不受任何的特定的地点和时间所限制的。
Now, not everyone believes Jesus was always God.
不是所有人都相信耶稣基督一直都是神。
For instance, there's a group called Jehovah Witnesses.
有一群人叫做耶和华见证人。
I see them giving out literature in Downtown Crossing and even in Chinatown.
我看见他们在发一些杂志和传单在市中心还有唐人街也在发。
They give out a magazine called Watchtower or Awake.
他们的杂志名字叫守望台和警醒。
But don't be deceived by them.
但是大家不要受他们欺骗。
They do not believe Jesus is God.
他们不相信耶稣是神。
They believe that he became a God.
他们相信耶稣是后来变成了神。
And, but this, again, back in the Philippians passage, he says that he was equal to God.
但我们回看腓立比书，就是说耶稣一直是神。
But in verse 7, it says, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man.
然后我们看第七节里边说，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
So that expression, he emptied himself, does not mean that Jesus stopped being God.
这个反倒虚己这里边的意思就是不是说耶稣基督停止为神，就是他不再做神了。
Well, if it doesn't mean that, what does it mean?
不是这个意思啊，到底是什么意思呢？
Well, I believe certainly it means that Jesus emptied himself of his glory.
这个里边的意思就是耶稣倒空了自己的荣耀。
We know that as God, he is Lord over this vast universe.
身为神，我们知道耶稣基督是这个宇宙的统治者，是神。
He has power over this vast universe and everything that he's created.
他有统治这个宇宙和所有他造的事情的能力。
And so, if he created everything, he owns everything.
如果他造了一切的事物的话，他拥有这一切的事物。
And yet, Jesus gave up that status.
但是耶稣基督放弃了这个荣誉。
Paul tried to describe this in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
保罗在哥林多后书第
2 Corinthians 8:9
第八第九节里有一个解释。
For it says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty." So that you by his poverty might become rich.
在这里就是说，耶稣本来是富足的，但是他变为了贫穷。我们本来是贫穷的，但是因为耶稣，我们变为了富足。
So, I don't think he was saying, Paul was saying that, Jesus owned had a lot of money.
在这里，保罗并不是指说耶稣有很多的金钱。
Certainly that.You might say that's true because he owns everything.
你可以说这个是正确的，因为他耶稣拥有一切的事物。
But I'm thinking that he's trying to say that Jesus had all this glory And he was willing to set it aside.
其实保罗在这里说是因为耶稣本身拥有这么大的荣耀，但是他却愿意去放弃这些荣耀。
He had all this privilege, and yet he was not, again, he was willing to give it up.
他有这一切的权柄，但是他也愿意去放弃。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给大家一个例子。
Now, if you ever fly in a plane, you know that there are at least two sections on the plane.
如果大家坐飞机的话，大家会知道飞机上有两个叫做舱，就是两个不同等级的座位。
So, for most of us, we go to what's called the coach section.
我相信我们大家都经常坐那个叫做经济舱。
This is where the seats are very cramped.
在经济舱里这个座位是很窄的。
This is where they'll sell you food at a very high price and it doesn't even taste good.
他们会在经济舱卖给你一些食物是很贵的，但是而且却很不好吃。
But there is another section of the plane called first class.
但是在飞机的前面有一个另外一个地方叫做头等舱。
And usually it's only the rich people can afford it because it's so expensive.
通常呢就是有钱人可以坐头等舱，因为那个头等舱是很贵的。
And you get to go on the plane first.
你可以第一个登机。
And you can leave first.
你可以第一个下飞机。
The seats are nice and wide and comfortable.
那里的座位是很大很宽很舒服的。
They will serve you a hot meal prepared by chefs.
他们可以为你提供由厨师为你准备的热腾腾的饭菜。
Now the people who are in coach dream of being in the first class.
在经济舱的人经常做梦就想我能升到头等舱就好了。
But what if someone in first class voluntarily said, "I'm going to go to coach"?
但是大家想象一下，如果坐头等舱的人有一天说我愿意降到这个经济舱，
We would say that doesn't make sense.
我们会说这个太疯狂了，这个不可思议。
Well, then you sort of understand how if Jesus is God and becomes a human being.
这里就可以，我们可以想象，神是怎么样委身成为人的。
He had all the honor and privilege of being God.
他拥有一切的荣耀和权柄，但是身为神。
And yet he set it aside. To become one of us.
但是他把这些都放弃了，撇在一旁，然后成为我们的一份子。
Another aspect of what it means to empty himself is that he emptied himself of the free exercise of his divine power.
第二个呢，就是耶稣把自己倒空，是从他有自主的这个神的权柄的能力中释放出来。
There's a synonym for that word emptied himself, and that is he neutralized. Himself.
另外一个就是一个同义词，就是他把自己放空了，就是。
And to me, when I hear that word, I think of driving a car.
如果我听到放空这个词呢，我就想起开车这个比喻。
Now you know a car has a very powerful engine.
大家都知道汽车有一个很大的引擎。
Even the least powerful engine, car engine, has at least 100 horsepower.
那个最小功率的汽车的那个马达可能有100马力。
But if the driver shifts his gear into neutral, he will not experience that power.
如果这个开车的人把他的档挂到空档的话，他就享受不到这个车的动力。
You could step on the gas.
你可以踩油门。
Makes a lot of noise.
你可以发出很大的声音。
But you won't go anywhere.
但是你的车是不会动的。
And you might say that Jesus shifted his power into neutral.
在这里我们就可以说，耶稣基督把他的能力放到了空档。
He didn't lose his power.
他没有失去他的能力。
He was still God.
他仍然是神。
But he decided he's not going to utilize all his power.
但是他决定他不再使用这些权力。
Now, certainly in his ministry on earth, he demonstrated some of his divine power.
当然他在地上的时候，他也显示了他的神的能力。
We see this in his many miracles.
我们在耶稣很多的神迹里可以看到。
But he could have done a lot more.
但是他其实可以做更多的事情。
But he voluntarily restrained himself.
但是他自动地把这些能力收起来。
An example of this is when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26, verse 53.
在马太福音的里边，就是耶稣被逮捕的时候，有一个例子。
When he was arrested, Jesus said he could get 12 legions of angels.To prevent him from getting arrested.
当耶稣被逮捕的时候，他说：“我可以求天父差12营的天使来拯救我。”
But he did not.
但是他没有。
He voluntarily did not use his power.
他就是自己选择不用这些能力。
Another aspect of being of emptying himself is that he emptied himself of his independent authority.
第二点就是他把自己的自主能力释放了出来。
He submitted himself to the authority of the Father.
他把自己顺服在神的权柄之下。
Even in that example when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们可以从耶稣基督被逮捕的这个例子里可以看到。
Jesus said, I can appeal to my Father and he will send these angels.
他耶稣说我可以求我的父因为我知道他可以差这些天使来救我
So when we say that Jesus emptied himself he did not empty himself of his divine power
当我们说耶稣把自己倒空的时候他把自己神的能力释放了倒空了
He was still God
他仍然是神
But he voluntarily did not use all his power
但是他选择不去用这些的能力。
Now going back to the passage in Philippians 2, let's look at verse 7.
我们再看腓立比书的第七节，第二章的第七节。
Not only was there this renunciation of his power, but there is also this incarnation.
不单指他放弃了他神的荣耀，还有他亲自的委身为人。
It talks about how Jesus became a human being.
这里讲到了耶稣基督如何成为一个人。
Verse 7 says, But made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant being born in the likeness of men.
第七节，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
When I was in college, I went to graduate school in New York City.
当我上大学和读研究生的时候，我都在纽约。
And when I was in New York City, I also not only lived in the dormitory, but toward the end, I lived in some apartment buildings.
我在纽约的时候，我先住在宿舍，后来我又搬到了一个公寓里边。
And so I remember there was a time I moved into this apartment.
我记得我住在公寓的那段日子。
And remember getting up to get a glass of water.
有一天晚上我就起床，我想喝点水。
And this was in the middle of the night.
在晚上。
So as I opened the light, I noticed something very strange.
我打开灯的时候，我就觉得有一些很奇怪的事情。
I saw the sink sort of like moving.
我觉得那个水槽好像在动一样。
And as I looked carefully, it was actually...A lot of roaches running around in the sink.
当我仔细的一看，原来是很多的蟑螂在那个水槽的旁边在动。
And all these roaches, when the light was turned on, were just scrambling to go back to their hiding place.
当这个灯一打开的时候，这些蟑螂就想方设法的把自己藏起来。
And I was disgusted by seeing this.
我就看到这个情况，我很恶心。
I started killing them as many as I could.
我就开始把他们弄死。
And I thought if I just kept my apartment clean, they wouldn't come.
我觉得我当时认为就是我如果把我的公寓弄得很干净，他们就不会来了。
But they were everywhere. You could not prevent them from coming.
但是他们无处不在，你不可能阻止他们进你屋的。
And so I began to hate roaches.
所以我就非常痛恨这些蟑螂。
I thought they were disgusting creatures.
我认为他们是非常恶心的生物。
I wanted to kill them.
我想杀死他们。
In fact, I wanted to make them suffer.
我也很想虐待他们，让他们受罪。
I remember once that I hit a roach and he was just dazed.
有一次我记得我打了一个蟑螂，他没有死，他只是晕了。
And I got a match out and I just wanted to burn it.
我就拿出一个火柴，我就把它给烧了。
And maybe one question when I get to heaven is, God, why did you create roaches?
如果有一天我上了天堂的话，我会问神，你为什么创造蟑螂呢？
Now we look at verse 7.
我们再看第七节。
It says, being born in the likeness of men.
那最后里边就说成为人的样式。
We think, oh, God became a man.
我们就想啊，神成为人。
Well, what's wrong with that?
这个有什么特别的呢？
Because we're human beings.
因为我们是人。
It's not a big deal.
这个不算什么大不了的事情。
But you have to remember who is Jesus.
但是我们要记住，到底耶稣是谁呢？
He is God.
他是神。
He is the one who created everything.
他是创造一切万物的神。
He is all powerful.
他是有能力的，有大能的。
And for God become a man is like for us to become like a roach.
如果就是比喻就是，神委身成为人，就好像我们人委身成为蟑螂一样。
Because we are sinful creatures before God.
因为我们在神面前是有罪的生物。
We're disgusting to a holy God.
我们在圣洁的神面前是恶心的。
He ought to kill us.
他可以杀死我们，把我们毁灭。
But no, he became a human being.
但是他选择成为人。
Because he loved us.
因为他爱我们。
And died for us.
他也为我们死。
And so we sort of get the idea, understand what it took for God.To become a human being.
我们可以从这个例子想象，神要委身成为人，到底需要什么的力量？
And so we should be in awe of God's love for us.
我们对于神的大爱，我们是要感到惊叹的。
And obviously, He showed His love to dying on the cross.
当然，他更爱我们是他为我们的罪在十字架上付出了生命。
Verse 8 says, "And being found in human form, He humbled Himself." Becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So he renounced his powers.
他放弃了他的能力。
Became a human being.
他成为人。
And as a human being.Died a painful death on the cross for us.
成为人之后呢，他就为我们在十字架上痛苦的死去了。
All to save us from the punishment that we deserve.
这个完全是为了救赎我们啊，因为罪而死的这个事情。
Because we are the sinful creatures.
因为我们是犯罪的人。
We are the ones that deserve to be punished.
我们是值得去死的。
God humbled himself to Christ humbled himself to become like one of us and to die for us.
但是神谦卑地来到世上，而且变成我们其中一份子。
Let me talk about how understanding God's love should change us.
我现在来讲一讲，我们了解了神的爱以后，如何能让我们改变呢？
This should not be some abstract idea.
这个不是一个抽象的概念。
It should not be some theological knowledge that we just have.
这个也不是一个神学的观念。
It should change us.
这个是可以改变我们的。
If we really understand the depth of God's love for us.
如果我们真的懂神的爱是如何的深厚的话。
Certainly it should affect our relationships with other Christians.
当然，这个对我们跟其他的信徒的关系也有改变。
If you go back to the first John passage,
如果大家回看约翰一书的这个圣经的话
，Chapter 4, verse 11,
第四章第十一节。
It says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another."
里边说，亲爱的兄弟们呢，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
God's overwhelming love for us should make us love one another.
神对我们的大爱可以让我们对其他人也是彼此相爱的。
And Paul in the Philippians 2 passage has a very similar application.
在腓立比书第二章也有相应的对比。
Because he uses Jesus as a model of humility and love.
这里就用了耶稣成为一个谦卑和爱的榜样。
Let me read for you Philippians 2 verses 3 through 5.
我为大家读一下，是腓立比书第二章第三到第五节。
Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
第三节，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，看个人看别人比自己强，个人不单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Unfortunately, for many people, even among Christians, there's a lot of feuds and fighting and division.
在可悲的事情就是，即使在基督徒里边，我们也有很多的纷争，很多的分裂。
But if we see God's love for us,
如果我们看到神对我们的爱的话
，if we see how He humbled Himself to show love to us.
如果我们看到神如何的谦卑，如何向我们显示他的爱的话
，then that should make any issue that we have with a Christian brother or sister so small.
我们如果看到的话，我们就会觉得我们跟弟兄姊妹之间的纷争是很小的事情。
God's love should also affect our relationship with non-Christians.
神的爱也会对我们对那些非信徒也有改变。
Today in our country, a lot of people have a very negative view of Christians.
今天在这个国家，很多人对基督徒的态度是否定的。
There was an editorial written by a woman named Renee Graham earlier this year.
在今年早期的时候，在有一个作家叫做有一个记者叫做格雷厄姆，在这个波士顿环球报有一篇社论。
He was speculating on what it would be like if Vice President Pence became president.
他在这里就做了一个假设，如果这个副总统彭斯成为总统的话，会怎样呢？
Thinking that, oh, maybe Donald Trump would be impeached, or he might have bad health, or something.
他在这里就猜测，可能这个 Trump 的这个现在的总统可能会被弹劾，或者他有健康的问题。
And Mike Pence has shared that he is a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian.
彭斯曾经说过，他是一个很虔诚的基督徒，是信圣经的基督徒。
And let me share what she wrote.
我给大家。分享一下那个格雷厄姆他怎么写的。
Quote, this much is already certain.
这里就是说我们现在已经很肯定了。
Pence would be an awful president.
彭斯会是一个很糟糕的总统。
This, the man who describes himself as a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order.
彭斯曾经描述自己是一个基督徒，一个保守派，一个共和党人。
He is a hard-line theocrat with more respect for the Bible than the Constitution.
他是一个强硬的神权主义者，他尊重圣经多过尊重宪法。
Basically, Graham is saying Pence would be a bad president because he's a Bible-believing Christian.
这个记者格雷厄姆就说彭斯会是一个很糟糕的总统，因为他是一个虔诚的信圣经的基督徒。
Now, why would she say something like that?
他为什么会这么说呢？
And certainly there are lots of different reasons we could cite.
当然有很多其他的原因。
But maybe her experience with Bible book believing Christians has not been very good.
有可能这个记者跟这些信圣经的基督徒的相处可能不是很好的。
Maybe she has found that the Christians that she knows are very arrogant.
可能她身边的基督徒，她对于她来说，她觉得他们都很傲慢。
They are not humble.
他们不谦卑。
They're not loving.
他们没有爱心。
They're not serving others.
他们没有服侍别人。
They may be speaking the truth.But not in love.
虽然他们口中讲的是真理，但是他们没有去爱。
And so, if we understand the depth of God's love,
如果我们知道神的爱是如何的深的话，
it should affect our relationship with non-Christians.
那其实对我们来说，我们跟非信徒的关系也会有改变。
That we show to them that we indeed are loving and caring and serving.
我们可以对在非信徒面前表现到我们是有爱我们是可以去服侍别人的。
And we can begin by sharing it with our own family members.
我们可以对我们的家人做出第一步。
Because I'm sure at Christmas you have a lot of family gathering.
我相信大家在圣诞节的时候有很多家庭聚会。
Many of your family members are not Christian.
有很多你们的家人可能也不是基督徒。
There might be a lot of tension and a lot of issues going on in your family.
可能你的家庭里有很多紧张的事情或者其他的不和的事情。
There might be selfishness and jealousy going on.
可能有自私，可能有嫉妒这些事情。
But let us exhibit the love of God.
但是让我们去表达神的爱。
Let us exhibit.His humility and love in our family gathering.
让我们表达到表达出神的谦卑和神的爱。
So, at this Christmas season, let us especially appreciate God's love for us when He became a man.
在这个圣诞节，我想让大家去感受、感激一下神委身为人的这份爱。
And let this love overflow.To both Christians and to non-Christians.
让这份爱可以充满在信徒和非信徒里面。
And so to reinforce this, we're going to close with the song "Love Was When God Became a Man."
让我们以这个回应诗歌再次去思想这个问题。
But let me close in prayer first.
让我们先祷告。
Father, we admit to you that we don't fully understand your love for us.
天父，我们承认我们不完全的懂你的爱。
We certainly see your love in Christ dying on the cross for our sins.
我们很肯定的是，我们从你差遣耶稣基督死在十字架上可以看到你的爱。
But we're only beginning to appreciate what it meant for Jesus to become.Human being.
我们现在去尝试去懂得神成为人这份爱。
We don't understand how much Christ gave up to become like one of us.
我们不知道神要放弃多少，他才能成为我们这像我们其中的一份子。
We don't understand how sinful and disgusting we may be to you.As a holy God.
我们也可能不知道我们在你圣洁的神的面前我们是如何的恶心，如何的有罪。
So especially at this Christmas, help us to appreciate more of your love when Christ became a human being.
在这个圣诞节，我们求你让我们多去思想，多去感激神委身成为人的这份爱。
May it change our lives and our relationship with others.
让我们可以从中感受到爱，而且改变我们，而且改善我们和人的关系。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.